Hello, my name is Carolyn Gazella, and I am the publisher of Wellness Times. Our guest is Dr. Michael Murray, who is a best-selling author and a leading authority on the topic of natural health. He is also a Wellness Times editorial advisor. Thanks for joining me, Dr. Murray.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Carolyn.
Well, we have an interesting topic, and the topic is stress, which can be pretty overwhelming for some people because I think most people realize that too much stress isn't good for their health, and yet they feel kind of stuck because they don't know what to do about it. But before we go into your advice on how we can better cope with stress, can you tell us, you know, what's going on physically when we're under chronic stress, and why is that bad for us?
Well, the basic response to stress is activation of the fight or flight response. And we all know what it feels like to be scared, to be in that state of fight or flight, and that's the result of activation of our sympathetic nervous system. That makes our heart race, it raises our blood pressure, it shifts blood from the digestive tract, for example, to our muscles, so it kind of diverts energy to escaping danger. When we're under chronic stress, we get activation of that sympathetic nervous system, but we also get activation of our adrenal glands as well. And that leads to elevations in the hormone cortisol. And cortisol is the chief hormone involved in the long-term effects of stress. And many of the detrimental effects of stress are related to excess cortisol. Cortisol blocks the action of insulin. It impairs wound healing. It depresses our immune system. It can lead to depression, insomnia, weight gain. So a lot of the problems that we see with stress are related to too much cortisol.
And when we're talking about stress reduction, are we talking about a goal of getting rid of stress completely, or are we talking more about supporting our body, how to cope with stress? Because, boy, in today's lifestyle, it's, you know, we are under a lot of stress on a pretty continual basis.
Absolutely. One of the interesting things about stress and what stress researchers will tell us is that we all need some degree of stress in our life to thrive. And stress isn't necessarily bad for us. It's our reaction to stress that really is determining whether or not it has a detrimental effect in our lives. And the biggest determinant of whether stress is negative or positive in our lives is whether or not our body, our physiology, is really geared to take it. And so it's kind of the old adage of making that camel's back stronger to handle all the straws of stress that are being applied to it. And so as a naturopathic physician, we try to eliminate as many of those stressors as possible. But more importantly, we try to help a person be better able to deal with the stress of modern life. There's no question that we live in a world packed full of stress. It's just that we need to focus on dealing with that stress instead of, I think, avoiding it. It'd be nice if we could all go live without stress, but that's really not very realistic.
Yeah, that's true. And so what are some of the top things that you recommend to help us cope with stress?
Well, it really takes a comprehensive approach. We have to look at lifestyle, attitude, personality traits. We have to look at diet and, of course, supplementation. Some of the key things that I look to help people, number one, we have to follow a health-promoting lifestyle. We have to get enough sleep each night. We have to avoid negative coping habits. Many people, when they get under stress, that leads them to overeat, abuse alcohol and other drugs, and really start a downward spiral in how they're dealing with stress in their lives. They need to take account of that stress in their lives and take positive steps. So learning how to relax, learning how to produce what's called the relaxation response, which is the exact opposite of the stress response. In the relaxation response, we get activation of another arm of our unconscious nervous system called the parasympathetic arm. And that system is really responsible for healing, for rejuvenating, and we can activate that parasympathetic nervous system through breathing exercises, relaxation exercises, prayer, meditation. These are really powerful techniques. Then we can look to various avenues to kind of dissipate the stress, like engaging in pleasurable activities that are health promoting, exercise being chief among them. And then supporting our physiology by eating a diet that really helps us deal better with stress. One of the biggest culprits that I see in modern living is that many people are overusing stimulants, mainly caffeine, and that's usually coupled with a diet that's really high in sugar. And that combination, a diet that's high in sugar and the overconsumption of stimulants like caffeine, that's a recipe for not being able to deal with stress. So one of the key strategies is to reduce the amount of caffeine and then eat in a way to stabilize blood sugar levels. When people are on what I refer to as the blood sugar roller coaster, where they're eating high sugar foods or they have insulin resistance, what happens is every time there's a rapid drop in blood sugar, it causes a release of cortisol. So let's say someone has a cup of coffee and a donut for breakfast. Well, you know, very shortly after that, maybe an hour or so after that, their blood sugar levels will come crashing down, and that'll cause the release of adrenaline, it'll cause a release of cortisol, and it'll make them feel nervous, and it'll probably make them feel a bit hungry, and that can lead to overconsumption of calories. So one of the key dietary recommendations that I give is to eat a low glycemic diet, stay away from foods that are going to quickly raise your blood sugar level, and utilize something like PGX, which is a revolutionary fiber, to help stabilize blood sugar. That's very important. Too much salt in the diet is another key stressor for many people. When people overconsume sodium, it leads to, again, kind of an amplification of the stress response. So eating a high potassium diet, focusing on whole foods, particularly vegetables and fruit, is a great way to kind of boost the potassium stores while keeping those sodium levels down. So those are just some of the key basic recommendations that I give to help people deal with stress and to help them get on a program that will help them deal with the stress more effectively.
And what about other ingredients? You mentioned the PGX fiber, but are there calming nutrients or herbs that people can look to that can help them as well?
Yeah, and one of the first things that I focus on, Carolyn, is helping people get a better night's sleep. That was a little secret I learned after being in private practice for a while. If I could help someone get a better night's sleep, it didn't matter what I was dealing with, whether it was a person that was depressed or someone who had arthritis or someone who had high blood pressure or whatever. If you can help someone get a better night's sleep, they feel better. And as it relates to stress, boy, if someone gets a good night's sleep, they can more effectively deal with the stress in their lives. So, again, you know, stabilizing blood sugar levels are very important in helping people get a good night's sleep. If someone has what's called a sleep maintenance insomnia, where they're waking up and maybe 2, 3, 4, or 5 hours after going to bed, that's often a sign that they're on this blood sugar roller coaster. So I would really focus on helping them stabilize their blood sugar levels throughout the day. And it is, as I mentioned, that PGX can help do that very, very well. Beyond that, there are sleep enhancers from the natural pharmacy that work very, very well in improving sleep quality. Now, these are a little bit different than sleeping pills, and I know that you've featured on Wellness Time some of the problems with sleeping pills. Sleeping pills appear to kill more people than cigarette smoking. I mean, it's just these pills are not a good way to deal with poor sleep quality. These natural sleep enhancers, things like melatonin, 5-HTP, L-theanine, and GABA, what these compounds really do is improve sleep quality, and that's defined as the time spent in those deeper levels of sleep. That's where true regeneration, rejuvenation, and healing really takes place. So if we can help people achieve those deeper levels of sleep, they're going to be more well-rested and better able to deal with the stress of life. So that's one of the key areas that I focus on right off the start. Now, beyond that, if we're looking at situational stress or immediate stress that people are experiencing, there are a couple of things that I like to recommend. L-theanine can be very helpful for that. L-theanine is a relaxing compound found in green tea, and it's kind of the anti-caffeine ingredient. It exerts many of the effects that are exact opposite of what we see with caffeine. One of the real advantages of L-theanine and some of these other natural anti-anxiety agents is that they're able to produce a feeling of calmness and centeredness without making people feel sleepy. You'll actually see people experience greater mental focus and clarity when they're taking something like L-theanine. A substance I like even better is pharma-GABA. Pharma-GABA is a natural form of the amino acid GABA. This is a compound that we normally produce in sufficient quantities, but when we don't produce enough of this brain chemical, we can suffer from anxiety, from nervousness, from lack of focus, and even from depression. So not surprisingly, clinical studies utilizing this natural form of GABA called pharma-GABA have shown that it's able to help people experience more calmness and at the same time improve mental focus and clarity. So either L-theanine or the pharma-GABA are, I think, a great choice when you want to immediately calm down or if you're dealing with situational stress. I mean, sometimes people get stressed over the silliest, what we think are the silliest things, you know, maybe, driving, or maybe they're in a business meeting, or maybe they get nervous on the first tee on the golf course. If there is ever an indication for L-theanine and pharma-GABA, it's in these sort of situational stressors. For long-term stress, where people have been under either emotional, mental, financial, relationship stress, whatever, I like to focus on rebuilding those adrenal glands. And typically we use what are called adaptogens. Adaptogens are herbs that have been shown to increase our ability to deal with stress. And one of the best adaptogens is a special extract of ashwagandha, which is often called the East Indian ginseng. This special extract, Sensoril, has very good clinical documentation as an adaptogen. And what I really like about the studies with the Sensoril is that they've shown that it counteracts the negative effects of stress at the central areas of our stress response in our brain. And people are able to have more energy when they take the Sensoril. Their general sense of well-being is uplifted. They sleep better. And all of these subjective feelings are mirrored by improvements in their physiology, as noted by blood measurements. Typically, when people are under stress, their cortisol levels will skyrocket, and their DHEA, which is another adrenal hormone that has some anti-stress effects, typically will plummet. Well, in the studies with Sensoril, they showed that it was able to lower that cortisol level and at the same time raise the DHEA level. So that's a great effect. Other adrenal adaptogens include the ginsengs, Panax ginseng and Siberian ginseng. Rhodiola is another great adrenal adaptogen, and all of these herbs have great support for them. I developed a formula for natural factors that contains some of these adrenal adaptogens, and I put a secret ingredient in there, and it's a special extract of lavender extract, a water-soluble lavender extract that I like to include in helping people deal with stress, because this lavender extract has been shown to uplift the mood. And what happens when people are under stress is it kind of beats them down, and one of the first things that occurs is they start noticing that they're just not as happy and cheerful and joyful as they used to be. And this lavender extract has some very good research behind it showing it can uplift the mood and help people kind of get back to themselves. So I like it. I think it's a very good way to help get people back to the person that they really are inside. I really believe that that's what we see with stress, is we see people becoming not the best they can be, but sometimes acting in less than ideal manners because they're not able to shine who they really are through, because they're dealing with all of these situations that basically amplify our adrenaline, our sympathetic nervous system, and the excess cortisol. So by dealing with those core issues that can kind of dampen the effects of stress, we can help people really shine through and really show who they really are deep down.
Yeah, I think that's such a great point. And this provides people with a lot of hope, because you've just described a lot of options, practical, natural, healthy things that people can do for themselves when they're experiencing, stress on an ongoing basis, or just situational stress. So I also wanted to let our listeners know that you are doing a weekly column for us and providing us with some expert advice on a consistent basis. So if folks come to the Wellness Times website, they can see your articles, which we are very, very pleased that you are a regular contributor to Wellness Times. And I wanted to thank you again, and I know that we're going to be having you on Wellness Times doing interviews more in the future, but I wanted to thank you for joining us today, Dr. Murray.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love the opportunity to share, and hopefully if someone's dealing with stress out there, they'll apply these simple steps, and it'll really make a difference in their lives.
Right, that's what we hope. So, well, thank you for joining us, and have a great day.
You too.